ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Two of the world's biggest rappers, Drake and Kendrick Lamar, are in the middle of an intense feud. Diss tracks featuring serious allegations have been lobbed from both sides, with the songs rocketing up the charts around the world. But rap battles aren't anything new, so why is this one different? RN Breakfast's Kimberly Price has been looking into it. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, PK.
First of all, tell us more about Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
So they're two of the biggest names in hip-hop in recent times. They both have a huge number of awards. Kendrick Lamar has even won a Pulitzer Prize for music. He has 17 Grammys and he took out the Hottest 100 in Australia in 2017. On the other hand, Drake's real name is Aubrey Graham and he is the highest certified digital singles artist ever in the United States. He's won 4 Grammys, but has been nominated for the award 47 times.
So why are they fighting?
So the two go back more than 10 years. I spoke to Dr. A.D. Carson, an associate professor of hip hop at the University of Virginia, about how the artists found themselves in a feud.
Probably just has to do with the nature of competition and the trajectories of their careers and this idea that if you are headed to the top, there's only room for one. And so you might have parallel paths to get there, but eventually those paths will cross. And when they do cross, then, you know, like fireworks happen.
This isn't a feud like we normally see, though, is it? This is a feud fought through songs being released by the two artists, right?
Exactly. So over the past few weeks, we've seen both artists release one track after another dissing each other, and they're throwing some pretty serious accusations around. But as Dr. Carson explained to me, rap battles, by their nature, have a long history in defensive language.
Henry Louis Gates wrote this book called The Signifying Monkey, where he talks about like the West African griots and the traditions that they brought with them, the kind of the toasting and the roasting signifying, you know, like these kinds of things that might be precursors to rap.
Before the first rap record was released in 1979, you would hear rap battles in real life at shows where a DJ would tell an audience how great their artist was before they performed. And then when the next artist came out, their DJ would do the same thing. And it was a way to kind of build fans' reputation and get the audience involved. But after that first record was released, the nature of the rap battle shifted.
In 1984, there's a record that comes out by this group called UTFO, and they made a song called Roxanne, Roxanne. And it's just these guys who are bragging about how they're all like suave and debonair, but there's this girl that they like, and she's kind of playing stuck up. And so there's a 14-year-old who hears this record, and she's like, what would happen if I responded as though the Roxanne they're talking about is me? And so she takes on the moniker Roxanne Shanté and writes a song called Roxanne's Revenge. And it creates like this ripple effect where her song comes out and everybody's talking about it.
Fast forward to the 90s and there's a very public feud between Tupac and Biggie Smalls. Further technology advances heightened their battle and it had pretty devastating consequences.
The reality of what things like this might actually, like how they might end up because both of those guys were killed. And so now that everybody's living on the internet and you kind of have like this parasocial reality where people are able to not just engage with the technology of the recorded album or the recorded song, but now you have social media. So it's not just the songs, it actually is like it bleeds into everybody's life.
Okay, so what's happening now? What are we hearing from Kendrick Lamar and Drake and why should we care?
Well, we should care because they are two of the biggest names in music. And so what they do, people are listening to it. They've got hordes of fans. But there's also these very serious allegations being thrown around. Some of them are alleging domestic violence, illegitimate children and pedophilia.
You're not a rap artist, you're a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted.
Yo, baby mama, cash is always screaming, save me. You did it dirty all your life, you're trying to make peace.
And child should never be compromised, and he keeping his child around him. And we gotta raise our daughters knowing there's predators like him lurking.
I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted, I'm too respected.
So it's some pretty heavy lyrics being
thrown. It sounds to me like someone should call the police.
Exactly. But Dr. Carson says with the history of rap battles evolving with technology, that set the stage for this nasty feud to really blow out.
It seems as though they're also talking about how the other might be implicated in things that, if not just awful, like might also be against the law. And so it seems to be a different kind of spirit than what you might have seen locally, if for no other reason that hip hop is so globally popular now because of that global export and the way that fandom works and the way that we socialize on social media. I think that it also introduces a level of unpredictability.
So where's this all going then? Will the allegations go beyond lyrics, even to the courts?
Law firm Arnold & Porter told the publication Billboard that the legal discovery process would be devastating, given the seriousness of these allegations. But legal reporter Matt Ford says any action would be highly unlikely, given it would probably ruin their reputations. I think it's safe to say, though, that we can expect to hear more diss tracks coming from the Drake and Kendrick Lamar camps. But the question of who will win? Well, Dr. Carson has an interesting view on that.
You know, if folks were to ask me who the winners are of the battle, I would actually say that it's the companies, it's the streaming platforms, it's Spotify, it's Rap Caviar, it's YouTube, and all of these platforms that absolutely stand to gain the farther these artists are willing to go in the name of the rap battle.
Wow. What a fascinating story. And what an it's almost, look, this is entirely not based on any facts. But Kim, I feel like they're saying they're dissing each other, but it feels to me like a racket, like it's an attempt at making themselves popular again. Incredible. Thanks, Kim. Kimberly Price there. Just a theory, just a theory. Because really, now all of a sudden we're talking about these guys.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.